Welcome to the Artie Reed Podcast. It's great to have you here. I created this podcast to help you move beyond the idea of perfection and grow from all of the challenges and setbacks you've had in life, and to remind you that you have a place to celebrate your imperfections. We will also explore how to chip away the obstacles in the way of your inner masterpiece. We will do this through mindset tools such as minimizing chaos, and I will also provide links for free tools for you based on research. Also, this podcast reminds you that you are never alone. You are not alone in your challenges, your triumphs, and you are not alone right now. As a substance abuse counselor in the past, a person in recovery, and with 20 years of coaching experience, I've been able to explore many entrepreneurial journeys. And I know that those of us who are seeking to connect to ourselves and others more profoundly have had challenges. So together, we are going to transform those challenges into fuel for your success. Today, I strictly focus on future outcomes that you desire to achieve and help you get there through research-based tools and real-life examples of other women who are doing the same despite big hurdles from the past. I also have a special interview series featured in this podcast, which features trailblazing women overcoming challenges. In these interviews, we get to the grit of the past challenges that have made these women into who they are today. It's about seeing the most vulnerable side and tapping into how to transform past challenges into high-octane success. In the shorter episodes of this podcast, we will focus on simple yet powerful mindset tools and takeaways you can apply immediately. We will also discuss reducing obstacles and focusing more on your desired outcome. So let's get started. We'll begin with me. I'm actually uncomfortable talking about myself, and that comes from self-consciousness, which is strange because it comes from a worry of what others think about me. And that's also strange because I've been around a long time and I already know people don't think about me that much. Now, when I first realized this, it was just after the turn of the century, 2001 to be exact. I was in a support group and I admitted and shared this. I thought I wasn't self-centered until I noticed how much I worried about what others thought of me. And when I shared that, several people laughed in that support group because they could identify with it. And I no longer felt like I was alone. And I want this podcast to be that for you as a listener, knowing that you're not alone as well. Here's something else that several years of self-truth-seeking taught me. No matter how much I strive to be on the path of purpose and to bring more joy in my life, life always changes despite my inner battle to keep it the same. I'm going to say that again. No matter how much I strive to be on the path of purpose and to bring more joy in my life, life always changes despite my inner battle to keep it the same. And it seems like the older I get, the more I want to do this. Now, here's a snippet of my most recent big change that I was battling to keep the same. And here's what made me look at it. After having a relative of mine just 5 years older than me suffer a stroke and then pass away just a couple years later, I knew that the stressful life I was living was killing me. And this was pretty recent. And I asked myself, would you have any regrets if you passed away tomorrow? And the answer was, absolutely. But I was terrified of making any changes because my inner battle kept it the same. I felt pressure from most of the people around me as well. I was a top-level performer. And I chose that most recent path to plump up my own investment portfolio. And since it did do a great job of plumping up my investments, it was much harder to let go of. Also, being a top performer is very ego gratifying, but it can also be very lonely. As a business leader, many times you can't ask your colleagues or teams for advice on how to change things, or ask them to give you advice on what your next move should be. On my path at the top, I also had all of this crap getting in the way of my joy. I was surrounded by people just like me, who were overwhelmed, overworked, and feeding the monster of quote-unquote buying happiness just to show how happy they were with bigger and better things. That was me, clinging to my old life with that inner battle of trying to keep things the same. But the real clincher that opened my eyes was when my only adult daughter said to me, "You've changed. You're no longer happy. You are always so stressed out." And I remember becoming defensive and saying, "It's just the way things are at this level." She then said, "When will it be enough? Don't you have enough?" She continued, "I wish you were happy again, like you used to be. And I wish we had more time besides shopping together. But I also know how much you like shopping, so I'm happy to do it with you." And when she said that, it really made me think. I also knew I went shopping to validate the high-paying job. And although, deep down, I knew I was in a vicious cycle, it became very clear that my life was passing before me. I wasn't happy. I was doing things to justify the price of not being happy, and I was completely spent. So that is what inspired this podcast. Now, in the longer episodes of this podcast, I have featured interviews with powerful and inspirational women who are embracing life despite their challenges and are passionate about inspiring others. And speaking of inspiring women, next week I will be featuring a powerful interview with Aubrey Padilla. Aubrey has earned well over 7 figures in her career, and we discuss the power of passive income to have the freedom to walk away from any profession and golden handcuffs. But it's much more than that, which you will see from her past challenges as a child with an addict parent who went from couch surfing to becoming a financial powerhouse. So be sure to put it in your calendar and follow the podcast for reminders. Here's a snippet of that interview.
The less I have to work for someone else, the better. So if I choose to make a leap of faith tomorrow, that I have money working for me so that I can survive and still live the same lifestyle, the idea of having time and to focus on my true passions and give the same energy to that passion, that's the goal. You know, some people, they say, what would you need in life to feel like you've made it? And people will always say $1 million. For me, it's having time, being present, and also having that passive income coming in.
When I say the term golden handcuffs to you, how would you describe it?
When we lock in a certain income, we will take the shit and we'll tell ourselves, at least I'm getting paid for it. Or look at the paycheck, look at what that says. All right, I can take that shit. Where I'm at in life, I know that the industry standards aren't gonna change to allow me more freedom in schedule. So I actually was able to escape the handcuffs and decide what I'm gonna do with them. And that's been liberating.
Isn't it powerful to hear what Aubrey has to say about golden handcuffs and having the freedom to walk away from any career? So be sure to tune in next week for this amazing interview. Recently, I saw this anonymous quote that I loved. Here it is. "I'm too busy working on my own grass to notice if yours is greener." Isn't that awesome? Now let's just for a moment visit comparisons. When we live in a place of comparison, it separates us from others. And it's so easy to go there. Think about it. If you're working in an organization, it can be as simple as what car you drive, what clothes you wear, or what your achievements and accolades are. Comparisons are always readily available to take you away from what truly matters, your own grass or your own joy and fulfillment. Or maybe you're running your own business and you look at Instagram and notice that others have more followers than you. You compare and begin your own inner competition, not being present to what others are sharing with you in what could be an extraordinary social exchange. Or maybe you're retired and see social media as a place where everyone is happier than you, because after all, it will give you only the perfect snippets of other people's lives. Now imagine you are completely free from any comparisons. You no longer have to keep it up or keep up. You no longer have to have a better car, a better house, a more beautiful family, a perfect partner, or a more beautiful selfie. Imagine that you had a life in which you could wake up in the morning, take a deep breath, and say, "I am enough just where I am. And just where I am not. My grass becomes green by spending time with myself and realizing how much beauty is already here." Now, doesn't that sound like a great place? So before I made my most recent big shift in life, one of the most common questions my colleagues would ask one another after the weekend was, "What did you do this weekend?" And the most common response was, "I did nothing." And the response usually was the same as well, which was, "That sounds amazing." But I think all of us were at the point where we were so worn out that we weren't available to just live and be. This can change now. It really can. And the beginning of it starts with that anonymous quote, "I'm too busy working on my own grass to notice if yours is greener." And if I would rewrite that quote, it would be, "I'm too fulfilled in my life being present to this moment to notice if your grass is greener." Life is short. And I want to show up for it, don't you? It's certainly something to consider. And what I have learned is that being present to truly embrace this moment right now is the path to tapping into your why, tapping into your purpose, and to chisel away all the obstacles that do get in the way of your inner masterpiece. So I sure hope you can join me in this fun ride we're going to take together in this podcast. And before I go, let me share with you what has helped me with all the shifts I've made and has also helped my clients. It's visualization, which I have based on how neuroscience works. It's not a tool based in magic or something way out there. It's based on research. And it's a tool I'm a huge fan of and use daily for myself as well. It's also a way to break free from this crazy world of overwhelm that we live in today. Even if it's for only a few short moments to help you tap into your own inner masterpiece. What I like about this visualization is there is no heavy lifting, and it's designed to guide you to your own way of defining success for yourself. So go to the show notes for the link to how this visualization works. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and give it a like. It really helps this podcast more than you know. I hope to have you join in again for the next episode.